Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
So I love the Christmas story with the baby in the manger, but I must say this, he's not a baby no more. And when he was born, he was a savior. If you got your Bibles, would you go with me today to the book of Genesis chapter 1? I'm gonna talk about something kind of unique. The Lord told me something last night as I was thinking that I've never heard him say to me, never, in all my 48 years, almost 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image. Everybody say image. Amen. Now look at each other. That's what God looks like. Look at each other. That's what God looks like. Want to know what God looks like? Looks like you. You're made in his image and his likeness, which means your character is like his. And then God can't say, he can't do nothing without start giving. God is a giver. I mean, right then and there, he could have said, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. But he said, no, I got to give them some. And let them have dominion. Over what? The fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Even you got dominion over a bunch of creeps. Don't you know a few creeps? Sure you do. Go with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 9. I'm going to do a little teaching this morning. Kind of sound like Kathy, don't I? Isaiah chapter 9. She goes to a lot of scripture. Isaiah 9. I got a different Bible this morning here. Isaiah chapter, right there. Good Lord, these pages stick together. Hallelujah. You're going to get there before I do, I guess. Okay. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Everybody, look at me. He ain't a baby no more. Now, it's nice to think of him as a baby. But he's not a baby no more. See, babies that don't grow, something is wrong. You go to that doctor and say, this baby not growing, something is not right about this. For unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. So all the Senate, the Congress, the Supreme Court, the military, no matter what you think about him, he the boss. Everything is on his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Most people don't say that. Say, God will kill you and beat you and bust you and stomp you. Somebody's wrong. And it's not God. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Peace means adequate resource. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. The peace of God. So there's three types of peace. The peace of God, the peace from God, and the peace with God. Isn't that amazing? Go with me to the book of Luke chapter 2. Don't I sound like Kathy Duplantis? Yeah. She liked this scripture. I understand that. Luke chapter 2. Verse 8. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field. Luke chapter 2, verse 8, I'm sorry. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, a look, I bring you good tidings of great joy, not just joy, great joy, great joy, which shall be to all people. Verse 11 is where I want to get to. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Everybody say Savior. Savior. I love that. Which is Christ the Lord. Go with me to the book of St. John chapter 1. I'm setting you up for something here. St. John chapter 1 is where I'm trying to get to, but I had to say all those others first. And I'm gonna show you why we have a Christmas now. St. John, let me see, get to this. Oh, right, praise St. John's, hit the one. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh. Where? Bethlehem. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The word glory in the Bible means wealth. Think about that. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full, which means you can't put no more, full of grace and truth. I want to talk about a Christmas story. As I was praying last night, first I'm going to ask a few questions. I'm going to start with you, this couple. Did you fall in love with that woman?
Yes, I did.
Did you fall in love with that man?
Yes, I did.
That's good. Okay, this new couple here that just been married not too long. Did you fall in love with that lady? Did you fall in love with that man?
Yes, sir.
Ron fall in love with a lot of people. That's what he told me one time. Ron, did you fall in love with Pia? Pia, did you fall in love with Ron? Kathy. I know you couldn't help yourself. Did you fall in love with Jesse the Planner?
Yes.
Jesse, did you fall in love with Kathy? Yes. Rick, did you fall in love with Christine?
With my heart, my mind,
so. My God. You want to preach this morning, Rick? Christine, did you fall in love with Ricky?
I sure did.
Roy, did you fall in love with Mary?
Most definitely.
Mary, did you fall in love with Roy? A lot of people fall in love, huh? Bobby, did you fall in love with Gina?
Still in love with her.
Gina, did you fall in love with Bobby? Glenn. Did you fall in love with Linda? Linda, did you fall in love?
48 years, yes.
Man, I could go around because I see a lot of happy people. There's some I'm not going to ask because I can tell it ain't working, but no, I'm just joking. That's just a joke. That's just a joke. Richard, did you fall in love with Tammy? Tammy, did you fall in love with Richard? Yeah. It just happens, doesn't it? You may date someone. You're not thinking about getting married. Just want to have a little fun. You know, go out. You like someone. There's a vast difference between like and love. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, you wake up one morning and you can't live without that person. That you want to be together your whole life. That's what's happened to God. God said, Jesse, I fell in love with mankind. I created many species. But when I created man, I created him in my image and my likeness. So I made him bigger and better than any species I ever created. Man and woman. He said, but as I begin to look at them, something happened. You know, I am love, but it went to another degree. The Bible says God is love. In St. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Didn't say would not. It said should not. But have everlasting life. And as the Lord was speaking that to me, I thought, that's why you love me. He said, yeah, I'm in love with mankind. Of all my species, you're the most special in my eyes. That's why he said in another scripture, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visiteth him. Think about that. And the scripture in the King James, they misinterpreted it because they didn't want to get hung. He said, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. And that's not true. The original is, thou made him a little lower than God himself. Isn't that amazing? When you get married and you fall in love with someone, you become one, which means no one should be able to ever see the difference between the husband or the wife, because they're one. One mind, one accord, one flesh in everything. And in that oneness is creation. That's why we have children. You have DNA in you. You have the God DNA. That's amazing to me. So I want you to think about that. When God fell in love, so I said, Lord, you truly love me. See, I didn't understand that. I struggled all my life with affection and with love. Never had much of it. I believe my mom, and I know mom, I think so, that my dad, we never did fellowship much. I've never been fishing with my father. I've never went anywhere with my father. I didn't do anything. We just worked. And I tried to hug my mother once when I was 5 years old, and my grandfather did this. And I backed away, kind of stupid. He told me, don't do that, we're men. I was 5 years old. I was not a man. So how many times my mother wanted to hug me and I wouldn't let her? I just back away. Isn't that stupid? How many times God wanted to hug you, but you wouldn't let him? You know, on my 50th salvation anniversary, which was Labor Day weekend, 2024, I got born again in 1974 on Labor Day weekend. You've heard me say this before. I wanted to thank God for saving me. And I was about ready to preach for some good friends of mine, David and Vicki Sheeran in Las Vegas. And they were coming to pick me up at the Venetian Hotel there. And anyway, to make a long story short, I said, well, Lord, I'm just going to say thank you to God, you know. And as I did, I said, Lord, I want to thank you for sick. And he interrupted me. And he said this, Jesse, I want to thank you for receiving me. Because you didn't have to. And you know, that's right. He gave us free will. No other species. Free will. You don't really know if someone loves you unless they have the ability to walk away from you. He said, I want to thank you for receiving me. Yet in all those years before, I know God pulled upon me, but I would not receive him. I wouldn't let him become flesh and dwell in me. I always believed in God. At least I thought I did. I sure didn't act like it. I went to church as less as I could, you know. And when I did, usually it was Easter or Christmas, or it was a midnight mass. Glad it was midnight, so they couldn't see how drunk I was. Don't shout me down, I'm preaching good. But how many times, as I began to think last night, that he wanted to touch me, I refused him. And then I thought about when the Magi, when they got to Jerusalem, they said, where is he who was born king of the Jews? Now, Bethlehem is only 6 miles from Jerusalem. I've been there. I've been in Jerusalem. I've been in Bethlehem. I've been where they say Jesus was born. Got a silver star, hole right here in the ground. Couldn't get one rabbi, not one, to come with him. To come with them to go see this boy king. Isn't that amazing? See, they didn't receive him. They accepted his blessing and his mercy and all the good stuff that went with it. But to receive him was another thing, see? The Christmas story is about receiving God Almighty. So every day of your life is a Christmas day. Whether you give something that day or not. I've even had the IRS, when they, you know, they've audited me, you know, naturally you have a ministry. I don't mean it's probably of this size, they're gonna audit you. I mean, this ministry's generated hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars you know, over the years that it's functioned. Well, you can give God a hand clap for that. I'm not that good, you know. And yet all of it was used for his glory and his kingdom. All of it. And they said, why do you give so much? I never forget one of the IRS agents, whatever. Said, why do you do that? I said, it's Christmas. This is when I had back then I didn't have tax attorneys. I got that now. I got more attorneys than you can shake a stick at, you know. This is when I had a CPA. But Christmas is not here. Christmas is not, and this was in July. I said, it is to me. And I remember the look on those people's face. You see, the reason why they didn't understand, they hadn't received him. They probably believed in him. But to receive it, I mean, even today, once we receive him as Lord, it's hard for us to believe that this child in the personage of the Holy Spirit could live in us. So I love the Christmas story with the baby in the manger, but I must say this, he's not a baby no more. And when he was born, he was a savior. I just read that in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, I think it was. And not only when he's savior, he has to go to another level, he must become Lord. There's a vast difference in believing Jesus as savior and then being Jesus as Lord of your life. Lord means dominion, domain. What will thou have me to do? You see what I'm saying? So Christmas comes to everyone of us as an inspiration. I'm inspired this morning. I like all the red colors. I like the red tree. I like all this. And yet some people think this is wrong. Isn't that amazing? That's just how they think. Or do they think? Some people won't celebrate Jesus' birth. Some people believe that Jesus and Lucifer were brothers. Yes, that's a fact. Yet how can they do that? I even had one man say, you know, that you can be saved and demon possessed. I said, that's impossible. Some very big ministers. I said, if God would have wanted to live with the devil, why'd they kick him out of heaven? So why would he want to live with the devil inside of you? See, he ain't living with no devil. See, so when I read all these scriptures to start there, that he fell in love. Now, Kathy don't like me going nowhere without her. She want to know where this boy's at all times. Now, she don't mind going somewhere without me. And, you know, my own daughter and my own granddaughter and all of them don't think if I'm by myself that I can take care of myself. Like if Kathy flies, she preaches out, she'll go out and she'll preach to California, and I'll always send either Roy or Mary with her, you know, and all that kind of stuff. She'll bring some friends and things of that nature on the plane. And then Jody will call and say, Dad, you got any food? Okay, Dad, are you going to eat today? What are you going to do, Dad? I said, the same thing when your mama's here. I'm going to go to a restaurant. I'm going to sit up and have dinner. So, you know, like I said, if I can't do it by myself, you know. She says, well, I got to get the food to your mouth. Well, there's not much in the refrigerator because we eat out most of the time. Boy, but yesterday did she come home. She got a grocery spirit on her. I was by myself in the house, kind of enjoying myself. And the whole counter was full of stuff. I said, what are we doing? She said, I'm just filling up, making sure we need something. If we have something, I said, oh, okay. You know, I mean, all kinds of salmon this big, pretty nice. Turkey and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I don't know why I'm just looking at all the kinds, just in case you might want a snack. How you snack on a salmon this big? She said, I'm going to cut it up later. Okay, good. You know, so when you understand, now I feel better when she's home, but our house is so big, she has to call me. I'm not lying. She'll call me on the phone. Jesse, where are you? You ought to know you just called me. I'm in the house, so we have to have I don't mean that pridefully. What do you call that? Yeah, y'all know. And sometimes I don't know where she's at. One time I couldn't find her. I thought the rapture took place. I said, wait a minute, you forgot one. But she was upstairs in her study. Actually, beyond her study, in her computer room. But when you say Christmas, if you notice something, you don't get much smiles on happy holidays. But when you say Merry Christmas, you see people go, oh. First, starting off with the word Merry is a pretty nice word. Merry Christmas. So Christmas comes to everyone of us as an inspiration. What Christmas does, it hangs a star in the darkest sky of our lives. Puts a star there, puts light there. It was the greatest event ever on the smallest of scales. He had come to secure us a home for eternity. Now, I'm not just being with him when I get to heaven. He's with me every day. And the word was made flesh. See, that's what Satan could not understand. Because he knew God could not look upon sin. He saw God turn his back when Jesus was on the cross. He can't look upon sin. God is holy, the Father. The Holy Spirit cannot touch sin. Whoo! That's why if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, there's no remission of sin for you. But Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, Jesus did something that the Father never did. Or that the Holy Spirit never did. He became sin. He didn't sin, but he became sin. That we might become the righteousness of God. I'm so excited about this month's partner offer. It's my message, God is in love with us. Do you know how much God really loves you? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Think about that, his Son. For you, this Christmas message is full of revelation about God's perfect love for you. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org to order your copy today. You will be blessed. Do you know that every born-again believer has a God-given right to receive overwhelming blessings from God? In my book, Overwhelmed, you'll be challenged to say no to limited thinking by understanding all that belongs to you.
It's your birthright to experience overwhelming favor in every area of your life. Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation of $5 or more at jdm.org.
It's time to be overwhelmed in a good way by God's power. Get your copy and be blessed.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Do you realize how much God loves you? Think about it for a minute. He fell in love with you when he first thought of you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Of all the species God created, he made mankind the most special because he created us in his image and in his likeness. Man, that is an honor. Let me tell you. I have a question I want to answer today. It's a person named Nina. She says, I love your book, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and I read it every Christmas. Thank you, Nina, for saying that. I'm fascinated by the way you said God used Caesar Augustus to get Jesus here. Can you please tell me how God revealed that to you and speak a little bit about it? Well, to tell you the truth, I began to realize, Jesus, that prophecy would have never come to pass. You see, because you don't put a 9-month pregnant woman on a donkey and go 110 miles, you're not going to make it to Bethlehem. But if Caesar Augustus, Nina, tells you to do it, you're going to do it or he'll kill you. And God used that thing over a tax situation to get that prophecy fulfilled. And that's how I got to thinking about that. And I thought, that's exactly what he did. And of course, Jesus was born. Isn't that a blessing? Oh, thank you for that wonderful question. Our product offer is my new book, Overwhelmed. I love this book. People everywhere are loving this book. I don't talk about how God blesses me anymore. I don't do that. I tell everyone he overwhelms me, see? I used to use the word blessed a lot, but I don't because it's not big enough.
So I came up with the word overwhelm. Get your copy at jdm.org. It'd be a good Christmas gift too. And not only will he give them a good Christmas gift, but it'll go all the way through the year so they can be overwhelmed with God's presence. Partners, thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you do for this ministry. You know, this is the time of giving Christmas. I'd like you to send a special gift to Jesus. You know, we give gifts to everybody else. Why not give Jesus a gift? This is over and above your normal donation, this mission. And it might be just a dollar, but that's fine. 100% of it is going to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. Merry Christmas to everybody. I mean, I wish I could be at your home and just rejoice with you and have a wonderful time. This is my favorite time of the year. You can tell that. Till next week, God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.
I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Create your world and walk in it. See, once you understand your destiny, your destination, and all the things that go with it, it is no problem.
Today's journey is a stepping stone towards tomorrow's dream. You may have to do some things you never thought you could do, but you will accomplish all that God called you to do.
You can, I can, we can, because He can. And you will walk here just like as if you'd be in heaven.
We're stronger than we know. We're bolder than we know. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a conference for women.
Women are not second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. Jesus came and set us all free.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.
Are you ready to experience the Christmas story like never before? In his book, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Jesse Duplantis delivers an insightful, fresh look at the manger and beyond. You'll be inspired to have a higher life of faith as he explores the mysterious ways God moves. Get ready to elevate your character with the characters of Christmas. The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Uncommon Lessons from the Christmas Story. Order your copy at jdm.org today.
Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's Word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. My new book, The Hidden Help, I share a few of those biblical stories and some of my own personal experiences with angelic beings. Remember, this world isn't all there is. You are unique in God's creation, and the hidden help is always here for you. Order your copy today at jdm.org.
There is power in prayer. Jesus says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Need a prayer partner? Let's agree together in faith.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.